For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Come here, Atlanta. Let me give you a big old hug. A big old chubby Jewish guy hug. All the Braves fans, it'll be okay. Things so dour here at WSB Radio this morning. That coming back from my show tonight, I brought in my therapy dog. I brought in Bosco, which has seemed to work. Like, she is cheering everybody up, all the sad Braves fans. It was a kick in the Cascajones last night, Longoria.
It was.
As the Braves got bounced from the playoffs in horrific fashion by the St. Louis Cardinals. It's Mark Arum. I'm with you for an hour today. Little Sanjay will join us with Would You Rather Than. Some better sports news. Kirby Smart and Bulldogs Live coming up at 7. But while we have this time together, let's lean on it. Lean on me when you're not strong. I'm going to stop singing. Did you hear me sing on Atlanta's Morning News today, by the way?
I did not. I did not wake up that early.
What were you singing?
Oh, my God.
Like, on purpose, or it was an accident?
It was on purpose, but I didn't know it was going to go on the air. So Scott Slay, Toto was in town, I guess?
Yeah. Singing Hold the Line? No, Africa.
Rosanna.
Oh, yeah.
So Scott Slay played this thing in the morning news saying, hey, you know, Scott Slay does Toto at whatever amphitheater, blah, blah, blah. And he starts playing the Rosanna song. So it's in, like the other day, I said, anything that you play gets in my head. So I'm like, Rosanna. So the next traffic report, it's a conflict with television. So they have to record me for my radio hit. So Doug Turnbull's in the traffic center this morning, and he's ready to record me to do I-85. You know, I say 85 south, blah, 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 Doug Turnbull 400. And usually I just go 3-2-1 and then hit it, you know. But because that song was in my head, I popped my mic up. I'm like, Rosanna, Rosanna. And meanwhile, he's like talking to Senator Collins or Congressman Collins or whatever. And I just, the pot was still up in here, Jason Byers. So you hear me go, Rosanna, Rosanna. Anyway, I want us to smile. It was awful. Edgar Tragetz was at the game last night covering it for WSB Radio. I walked out of, so yesterday was Yom Kippur, where I didn't eat for 24 hours. Walk out of synagogue, Edgar, very anxious to see what the score of the game is. I look up, I pull up my phone, and I go to CBS Sports, and it's the first inning, it's 4-0. I'm like, what the hell's going on? That's as I walk out the door, because you're not supposed to look at your phone in synagogue. I'm sure. Chuck, in church, right? It's frowned upon.
Yeah, I never take my phone.
Especially in like a holy...
You never
like,
take your phone to church? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was leaving the car.
I always do my lineup for fantasy football.
That's another reason I don't do fantasy football.
But like, especially like Easter. Like Easter,
yeah, 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 I leave it in the car.
So for, I mean, I brought it with me just in case, but I didn't look at it. I was good. And you know how much I love my phone, mm-hmm. But I walk out of Temple and it's 4-0. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, ah, first inning. I'm like, it's all right. It's fine. I walk 500 yards to my car, get in my car, it's 9-0. I'm like, what? Like, I almost ran back into the synagogue and be like, I'm not done praying yet. Hold on, I got one more thing. I got one Shut more up. Thing. You were there, you watched it all unfold, Edgar. What went on at SunTrust Park yesterday?
Well, it's funny, but I talked to one of the fans late in the game, and they're describing their situation, that they were walking from their car, they got there a little bit late.
Sure.
For one of their cars, 1-0. 5 minutes later, it's 4-0. They're walking in the gates, and then they're getting to their seat. It's like, you know, similar experience as to you as far as not moving that far distance-wise.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know what? It was interesting because the fans started the game with the tomahawk chant throughout the park. I mean, everybody's jazzed and going at it with the chant. And you're right. It was a weird, weird vibe, and you could feel the wheels coming off. It was, and the fans didn't know what to do, I think. I mean, it was just so shockingly...
What can you do? You're sitting there, you're watching...
Yeah, but it was so shockingly fast, and Braves manager Brian Snitker talked about that 4 hours after the game started. Yeah. So this is, nearly 9 o'clock. He comes into the interview room, and his first answer was he was still looking for words.
Yeah.
He still could not figure out what the heck he just saw.
I felt like a parent watching the game, and, like, just... Like, my kids are just screwing up on the field, and it's like, Hang in there, Charlie. You know, hang in there, little Longoria. It's all right. You'll get him. Like, I don't even know what to do at that point. It's 10-0. What can you do? Be like, just be supportive. Be like, that's all right, Chip, Skip, little guy, whatever you call your kids. Like, it was such an awesome. And to have it happen in an elimination game in the playoffs like that, it was befuddling. Now, I don't know if you know this, Edgar, but I was a former Division I athlete, you know, and I was in my share of blowouts. So we played North Carolina State my freshman year. My school was the first year we've ever had a baseball team, all right? And we'd go our Southern trip, and we'd play North Carolina State, at ACC powerhouse. They were, like, top 25 in the country. And they, I don't know, they beat us, like, 29-6 or something. It was ridiculous. But when you're in those games and it doesn't matter, like, there's no pressure. It was like, oh, we're getting smoked. This is kind of fun. Look how far that guy hit that ball, you know? But you don't have that in an elimination game yesterday. It was ugly. It was awful. I feel so awful. So I've been a Braves fan. I was a bandwagoner in 91 when I was in Connecticut when they went from worst to first. I bought a Braves hat in 1991. I've been following this team ever since. I've loved it.
Yeah, before you. I mean, I literally go back to like 80, 81 before they, with Dale Murphy back then, and then bad again, then 91.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, I covered the team, of course, for us. But I mean, yeah, I'm a fan deep down and like.
But I
don't even know how to describe.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. It's like it was an act of God. Let's just say that. Yeah. It was an act of God, like a tornado, a hurricane. You can't put it to the blame. It was awful. But I would rather the Braves lost the way they did yesterday and get blown out in the first inning than the way the Dodgers did in the heartbreaking fashion in extra inning. That to me is more painful. Like after one inning yesterday, all right, it's over. You know, there's no more anguish. It's done. The Dodgers thought they were going to the championship series, and then they lose in extra innings. That's more heartbreaking.
Well, and they've had the expectations after losing two World Series, and they're supposed to win it this year, supposedly.
Screw the Dodgers. Yeah. Screw Atlanta traffic, too. Edgar Tregas, thanks so much, buddy, for coming in. Right. 76 degrees on Peachtree Street. Longo, we'll go 5.5 on the Mark Arum Show.
Okay.
I was stuck in traffic on the way in here. I was a little late with Bosco and everything. So, I'm going to talk about the tomahawk chop. Full disclosure, I've been to, I went to the last game at Fulton County Stadium, Game 5 of the World Series. I went to the first game at Turner Field. I've probably, in the life of Turner Field, went to 1,000 Braves games, conservative estimate. In all that time, and I'm a big Braves fan, I love the Braves, I've never once did the tomahawk chop.
Really?
Not once. It just seemed, and I'm not casting aspersions, I just didn't get it, and I thought it looked, and I thought it was just kind of like, I don't know. I felt weird. I've never done it.
I've never done it either.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to participate.
Yeah. You're anti-participation gal. But I don't know. I cheer on the Braves, but I've never once did the tomahawk chop. When they give out those free tomahawk, the foam ones,
throw them away.
Well, I'd give them to kids or whatever. I would root for the Braves. I never once did the tomahawk chop. I'm anti stuff like that in general. Like the wave, I hate the wave so much. So to me, when I first moved here, I was like, first of all, I was like, this is like the FSU thing. Why are they doing it? And then I automatically associate it with the wave in stadiums. You know, wave goes.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Why?
The wave?
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing because no one's watching the game, right? You're doing the wave. You're like, what is it? Is it coming up to it? You know, here comes it. No one's watching what's going on the field. Hate the wave. Hate the Drake. Hate the wave. Can't stand the wave. So in my head, I've always associated like, let the lemmings do their thing. And to me, it's way more intimidating. If you go to a Wrigley Field or a Yankee Stadium or the Astrodome, it's more intimidating for the other team if the home crowd is just screaming their lungs out and not doing like this chant that is just, you know, it's kind of like rhythmic and, you know, I don't have to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you? Like, we played it enough last night.
If you ran in a game at Fenway Park in October, you know, it's just a small stadium and everyone's screaming at the top of the lungs and that's intimidating. Like the whole stadium doing this. I don't know. I never got into it. That being said, I'm not saying whether the Braves should have gotten rid of it or not, but I've never been a fan. I never partook. I don't know. And that's certainly, that wasn't why the Braves lost yesterday, was the fact that they They did not give up.
No, they may use that as an excuse, but that's not.
Yeah, that. I mean, I'm as superstitious as you can get, but pulling the phone tomahawks before the game, and the fans still chanted, and it was over before it even started. I mean, what are you going to do?
It may have gotten into their head, but I don't think it was the reason.
I don't think Foltynewicz cared one bit that no one had a foam tomahawk waving it in front. But it was.
That's true.
Listen, it's just another chapter in what we've grown to become accustomed to in Atlanta sports. It was something I'd never seen before. Hopefully, I'll never see again. But the good news is, Longoria, the Braves future is very bright. Very, very bright. Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, I mean, with the farm system they got, this Max Fried.
Do you think when Acuna got pegged
Soroka,
and that he should have rushed the mound to kind of
once
pump
it was like
up?
13-1 and I knew there was bad blood, I'm like, oh, the benches are going to clear at some point in this game.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought, just to pump up everybody. Yeah. I would think they'd get a few runs out of it.
Just to stand up. Now, I mean, the game was over, but I thought definitely because the game was over that benches would clear at one point. Not that they would fight. But they hit Acuna, and Sean Newcomb didn't retaliate. It's one of those sad days. We're still the Braves. I say we. The Braves are still ahead of schedule. They won the National League East twice in a row. This is a young team. It's going to be fine. But that certainly did not. That hurt yesterday, man. That hurt. And I guess it saved time because once it was 10-0, I was like, all right, where are we going to eat? You know,
La Paria.
Yeah, so I broke my fast at La Paria on Howell Mill Road. Had a great dinner. Didn't have the enchiladas, Dev Green. I had the
burrito. We saw the pictures.
Burrito del mar of
that
the sea.
That means it had seafood.
Of the sea, Longoria.
That's what
I am
del mar
of the sea. Your thoughts on that just awful Braves game? I'm sorry. Group hug, everybody. Big group hug. I got my comfort dog in here, Bosco. We'll get through this. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Just wait. We're going to talk about buddy. To be clear, you do the chant if you want. The chop, the tomahawk chop, you do it. You do the wave if you want. I'm just not participating. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to cheer. I'm going to scream my lungs out. I'm going to yell, hey, bada, 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 swing, bada. But I'm not doing the chop, and I'm not
I'm surprised you do that, but nothing else. The hey, bada, 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 bada.
I do other stuff, but that's the only one safe for radio.
That's true.
I work blue at baseball games. I work blue. Eddie's in Buford, Georgia. Eddie, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mark? I knew they were going to lose 13-1. They paid $13 million on one pitcher, and I don't stand there. Why couldn't they put the pitcher in front and let him get rid of the Cardinals? I tell you, the Cardinals are very good. They're very strong, and it's a surprising team.
They were out of the playoff contention 2 months ago, and then they just stormed back and made it happen. Marco's in Lilburn.
We need more lemon, please.
What's up, Marco?
Hey, what's up? What did that guy last talk about? Anybody can win this game, so I don't know why he said they were going to lose. Anybody was going to lose. You know, I mean, it was just unexpected. I don't agree with two of your points of the staff and all that stuff, but yeah, I don't like the tomahawk chop either. I don't think I ever did it either. They always give you those little foam things at the game. I never did it either.
That's another thing. Like, I've got enough stuff to hold on to. I got a beer. I got a hot dog. What am I going to do with the foam thing? I got a program, the scorecard. I don't know. You do you. I'm not saying anyone else should not do it, but I just have never been a fan. That and the wave. The wave by far the worst, though. Can't stand the wave. Coming back, more of your calls. Little Sanjay with Would You Rather. It's the Mark Arum Show.
Jamie Foxx here. You there? You listening to the Mark Arum Show? You better.
Saddest part of yesterday, the game was over after the first inning, so I took it pretty well after that. Brian McCann retired. Brian McCann, the last of the baby Braves. Great dude. That was shocking. I didn't see that coming. I thought he'd come back for one more year.
I thought, like, when he came back, it was said so that he could retire here.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was after 1 year. He was a productive catcher this year. Left-handed bat, right? I mean, so that's sad. Brian McCann's a good dude. I played in his celebrity softball game a bunch. Really, really nice guy. Big and good for him. I don't blame him. I looked at his career earnings, Chuck. He makes Erickson look like a pauper. He made $17 million a year for like 6 straight years. Then he made $2 million this year. I guess if you take a $15 million pay cut, you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to hang it up. But anyway, best of luck in retirement to Brian McCann. And I guess my main takeaway is Braves fans are not going to stop doing the wave or the chop. If you're not giving out the foam tomahawks, they're going to bring their own. Some industrious young lass will sell them outside the stadium. They'll be in there. Whatever. Just my main point is no more wave. Let's get rid of the wave first and foremost. That should be our number one priority. Let's do Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
It's time. Now time for Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He is the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He joins us every Tuesday and Thursday on the Mark Arum Show. He's big Sanjay with Would You Rather. Tough loss for the Braves, Sanjay. Put a smile on your face with some good Would You Rather questions. He's going to ask them. We're going to answer them in the studio. I want you to answer along in your car as well. It's a fun time. It's a fun time, Sanjay.
Oh, it's a good time. It's always a good time.
Always a good time with Sanjay. All right, first question, buddy.
All right, would you rather have a cat that gives off free Wi-Fi or a dog that can sweep and mop the floors?
Did you say a cat? That gives
a
free
cat,
Wi-Fi?
A kitty cat that gives off free Wi-Fi.
Or a dog that mops the floor.
And sweep and mop the floors.
I'm going to go. We don't have a lot of time. I'm going to go real quick. I'm picking dog for the following reasons. I'm allergic to cats. I get great Wi-Fi already with Xfinity. And because of my dogs, I always have dog hair on the floor, so I'd rather them sweep.
Yeah.
Cat or dog?
A dog that cleans up after
itself. Dogs that cleans up. Chucky.
Give me a cat.
Really?
Yeah.
You want that Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Download those bad sites that you're always on. Okay.
On his burner phone.
I could just put it in the back of the truck and I'll be fine.
Be alone by yourself.
Mobile Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
good
mobile
job,
Wi-Fi,
Chuck.
Man.
Longoria.
I'm going to get a dog that cleans after himself.
All right. Sorry, Justin. We got to move along. You're out this time. Next question, Sanjay.
Next question. Would you rather have guaranteed intimacy every day but take a 50% pay cut or never have intimacy again, but take a 50% raise?
Do I get to pick who I have intimacy with? Is this like open season?
Like random?
Yeah, well, not open season. You've got to...
Am I like Russ? Am I Russ in Gainesville?
You're living Russ's life.
Definitely. Nobody is Russ in Gainesville. Nobody.
You hear that, Russ? Nobody's Russ in Gainesville, buddy.
Yeah, I heard that.
You're a legend. You're a legend. I'm going to take the pay cut and what did you say? Relations?
Every day.
Coitus?
Intimacy
every day and a 50% pay cut. I can handle that.
I feel like I can't get paid any less than I do. So
half of nothing is nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll take the more money.
All right. Chuck?
Hey, give me half the money and the rookie.
You don't even make... I mean, your wife's the breadwinner anyway.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Give me half the money.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll get a raise.
Next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather be able to eat and drink any hot thing without burning your mouth or have the ability to eat anything without it getting stuck in your teeth?
The teeth is more a rapid issue. Like, that happens more often. Like, yesterday at La Paria, I had a little piece of tortilla chip stuck in my... That's annoying. But I burned my mouth when I was eating fried dough pizza last month, and it took me like a week and a half to recover. So, but that only happens rarely. So I'm going to go never have anything stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, never anything in my teeth.
Yeah, that's embarrassing, too, if you got a big piece of spinach right in the front.
Yeah, nothing in my teeth.
Longoria.
Hot. I'm going to take the wood.
You don't want to burn,
burn my mouth. Yeah.
On the enchiladas, right out of the oven, you burn them. All right. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather get up right now and run a mile or wait until tomorrow and run two?
I just woke up, so I'll get up now and run a mile. Absolutely.
I'll do two tomorrow.
Because you want the extra exercise?
I mean, I do about four every day.
Do you really?
Yeah, when I get up. So
nice.
It's fine.
Right around the cul-de-sac? What do? You go to local track?
I go to the gym. Yeah.
Oh, the gym.
Yeah.
On the
elliptical
treadmill.
And then the stairs.
That doesn't count.
Still.
That doesn't count.
The stairs don't count. Have you ever done the stairs?
What do you mean it doesn't count?
It doesn't count. That's not running.
Oh.
You're indoors. You got to run around. Chuck, you're the track guy, right? You got to be outside in the elements.
No, she's right.
Oh, all right.
Stairs are off.
Chuck, 1 mile today or 2 miles tomorrow?
Hey, give me the two.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Yeah, Longoria.
I'm doing 1 mile. I'm not doing two.
Yeah, 1 mile now. Longoria and I will run our mile together. Yeah. You two guys do your two.
That's fine.
Sanjay is the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. He will write off your Braves tickets purchases as a loss in 2019. You can find him on Facebook. It's Brass Tax Accounting. Good job, Sanjay.
My man.
All right, we'll come back. You heard Russ in Gainesville, Samantha Timothy, and Anthony. We'll close this up because Kirby Smart's coming up at 7. This is the Mark Arum Show. Coming up at 7, Coach Kirby Smart, Bulldogs Live. We're going to get out of here in just a second, but let's go back to Russ in Gainesville. Russ, I just got a
come here a minute.
Picture of you and Coralie. Very nice picture, my friend. You guys are looking great.
Yeah. She's a beautiful girl, yeah.
Beautiful.
The twins were here last night, but one of them went into the hospital.
Oh, no. Nothing you did, right?
No. She, 4 o'clock in the morning, she calls them because she says she got a migraine headache. I'm like, okay.
Migraines are no joke. They're tough.
No, I went and saw her in the hospital. I visited her a little while, and she, you know, they had her in there. They kept her in there. So
for her safety.
I don't know.
Keep her in for her safety. All right, no, but listen, you got Coralie. You got a history there. Just keep on keeping on, Russ. Don't mess this up.
Oh, I won't. Thanks.
All right, buddy. By the way, if you have a migraine, I've had them before, but not like serious. Like I know people have Excedrin migraine. Excedrin period is awesome. It'll knock your headache out in 17 seconds, but it destroys my stomach. I don't know what's going on in there.
What doesn't destroy your stomach?
Not much. Yeah. Cashews. Cashews.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah. Cashews. Any kind of nut or legume.
Does not?
No, they don't. Yeah, that's the only safe thing. But Excedrin migraine, I don't know what they put in there. Pixie dust. Your headache is gone, but then I'm in the bathroom for an hour. So it's like, do I want to get rid of my headache or do I want to go hurry, hurry, poopies like Longoria's dogs? Samantha's in Canton. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, so every time I listen to you, I really feel like you just are becoming closer and closer to an Atlanta United fan.
I am a fan, absolutely.
We adamantly do not do the wave.
Good. So
we shut that down.
I'm going to ask you. I haven't been to a game yet, and shame on me. I've been invited, just scheduling wise. What do they do? Chants at the United games? How does it go? What's going on there?
Yeah, they do chants, and it's really cool. It's you know, they've got the supporter section, so if you don't want to, you can sit down and enjoy the game, and it's fine, and you don't have to participate. They're making all the noise for you, but if you do want to join in, it's just a huge, you know, 73,000 person party.
Sure. Deb Green and like the premier soccer leagues in Europe, they do chants throughout the game.
Yeah,
right?
There's different ones
like
for depending on
stuff.
Who they're playing. Yeah. And they've translated over into the MLS.
Good.
Yeah.
But no wave at United
Games.
They
got flags like crazy.
Yeah,
that's fun.
See, I like that. I know 99% of the people listening now love the chop. I'm not going to judge you on that. I just have never been a fan. The wave is worse, though. I don't mind the chop. I just never partake. The wave infuriates me.
Just sit down with your arms crossed.
Sit down.
I'm not standing up.
Exactly. I refuse to stand up during the wave. It's the worst thing ever. Timothy's in Douglasville. Timothy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Nice to finally talk to you. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
The chop is king. I went to Passion Conference, and the chop was king Passion.
They did it at the Passion Conference?
They did the Passion Conference.
Louis Giglio? Is that how you... Giglio? Yeah. How do you pronounce
it? Yeah, Louis Giglio.
Yeah, Giglio. He was doing the chop? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they were doing chops with cell phone lights. It was really awesome.
Now, that's something I like. If you go to a concert or something, and they incorporate the cell phone lights, I don't know, Deb Green, like... I don't know, U2 concert, and they're singing With or Without You, and everyone's
instead
got their...
the lighter?
Yeah, and everyone's got their...
It's,
right. It's safer than the lighter. That I can dig. They didn't do the wave, though, at Passion, did they?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, Louis would never abide.
That is 2010, man. That's 2010.
No, it's like 1987. That wave is so dumb. So dumb. I think it started in Oakland. Anthony's in Atlanta. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I'd just like to point out that... You know, we gave a ton of taxpayer money and gave up a lot of cops, a lot of schools, a lot of roads to build a stadium, only to have the Braves have the single worst half inning in probably baseball history.
Yeah, it was the most lopsided inning in Major League Baseball postseason history.
What did we just pay for?
I don't know. And someone I saw today on Twitter, I don't know if Deb can verify this, that the that SunTrust Park is built on like sacred Cherokee ground. I don't know if that's fake news.
I don't know about that at all.
Check on that. Let's do star of the show, Justin. Bam, bam, bam.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
Star of the show, my dog Bosco. Bosco is star of the show for being the therapy dog for the Braves. And by the way, a little stat. Since the Braves left WSB Radio, they have not won a postseason series. Just going to leave it there. Big show tomorrow, 2-hour show tomorrow, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.